3 must-do things you should know before you get to the Sochi Olympics, and 3 security tips you should know once you're on the ground there. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Time is fast running out for operators who plan to attend the Olympics in Sochi, Russia, to put their slot requests in and to obtain the necessary visas. Whether you're flying Part 91 or Part 135, there are some things you need to know. For your trip to the venue, Jerry Banks at Universal Aviation and Weather has 3 tips. The first, tanker fuel.
Because that airport is going from 75 movements a day to about 200, we have a concern with the ground support that the clients are going to receive. Equipment is being brought in, as well as additional fuel trucks. That airport does not have a fuel farm, so they're shipping in fuel from other locations. So definitely recommending that our clients tanker into Sochi and not have to uplift any fuel, simply because of the fuel issue, as well as the time that it's going to take to uplift fuel, and they don't have a lot of time on the ground there.
Second, she says, have a plan B.
Actually, you need a plan B and a plan C, because a lot of the alternate destinations that we have made arrangements for clients to park after dropping off, and so she had began to fill up. I've got several clients utilizing Istanbul as an alternate.
Which, of course, in itself is a challenge.
Exactly. Ukraine is also being used as well.
Third, make sure you have the right kind of visas for this trip.
A multiple entry visa is highly recommended because of the multiple times that you'll need to come in. If you're going to, say, park at Turkey, you'll need a visa each time you come back and forth into Russia. So a single-use visa is not going to be beneficial to have.
The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert for Americans who are headed to the Games in Sochi, telling them to be vigilant about security, although at this point there are no specific threats related to Americans attending the Games next month. However, if you're staying on the ground at Sochi, there are obviously serious security issues you should keep in mind as well. This is Universal's Tracy Jones.
You should carry your proper identification at all times. They do expect public and private transportation to be stopped and credentials to be checked multiple times throughout the day.
There are actually 2 Olympic venues at Sochi, and Joan says it's a great idea to be rather structured in the times you're traveling between them and in the mode of transportation you use. Have an itinerary. Finally, Joan says, keep a low profile.
If you're not an actual athlete, you should not be wearing U.S. identifying clothing, because it just makes you more of a target in a high-risk area.
NBAA has a page dedicated to operations and security at the Sochi Olympics. You'll find it at nbaa.org. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA members, you know who you are. Now you can proudly display it to the world. As a member, you have access to the official Member of NBAA logo. Use it in your emails, on your website, as part of your letterhead, or even on your business cards. Displaying the NBAA logo is a great way to let customers and prospects know you are a part of the NBAA network. And it showcases your support for the business aviation community. NBAA makes the official logo available in a variety of formats. Visit www.nbaa.org/logos.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. The NTSB is out now with its 2014 list of most wanted safety issues, and 3 of the top 10 apply to business aviation. They include eliminating distractions that are caused by personal electronic devices, fully embracing a culture of safety within each organization, and getting GA pilots the latest best information on hazardous weather. Now, you can read more about the NTSB list on our website. Just go to nbaa.org and search on the term NTSB Most Wanted. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.